Thank you for coming this evening. My name is Tom McKenna, and like yourself, I am here in Orchard Ridge. Thank you for coming. We have a repeat of this meeting on Saturday, so if you have to leave, just feel free to go and come back. Our city alder has prior commitments this evening, otherwise she would have been joining us. I would like to thank everybody for coming out. It's a bad night, and I'm sure that you had to make a special effort through the rain and the cold. Before we get started, I would like to point out and to thank Reverend Winton Boyd and the Orchard Ridge Community Church of Christ for allowing us to have our meetings here both today and on Saturday. The main agenda on Saturday will be a little different, the panel discussion, than tonight, and you're more than welcome to come and join us. That meeting's at 1 o'clock on Saturday. You know, we live in a wonderful neighborhood. It started back in late 1949, 48, 1950. We have homes that were shown earlier. We have homes that were built in 1950, and we have a few new homes that are still being built today because there's some lots available and some houses that had to be rebuilt. We have parks, we have swimming pools, we have libraries, we have a community center. We have two schools here, one parochial school, middle school, elementary school. We really have the assets of a wonderful, wonderful neighborhood. And just to be a little negative for a moment, in our Orchard Ridge Yahoo group mailings that we send out to 300 people that are on it, the things we're complaining about right now, the last couple of days, are speeders. Speeding down the street. Think of it from the positive standpoint. If that's the worst thing that we have to worry about today, good God. Chicago and everybody else has a lot of other problems that we don't have to worry about. The problems that we've had in our neighborhood this past summer, a youth that was killed over on Leland and Balsam, they were not residents here. The problem that happened at the Speedway gas station at 2:30 in the morning were not residents of Orchard Ridge. We perhaps have one of the best neighborhoods in the city of Madison. The reason we are vocal about it is we don't want to see it slide. We are here as a group united to make sure that we have a strong neighborhood. Think about, as we introduced ourselves, how many have been here for 25, 30, some over 40 years. That tells you that this is a neighborhood that was great to grow up in, is a great place to retire. We certainly have some things that are the envy of the rest of the city. We have large lots. We have beautiful trees. We have streets that aren't major thoroughfares. We are very fortunate in what we have here in the way it has evolved. And I think that's why we're all here this evening, not only to talk about our plans for the future, but to thank each other as vibrant neighbors who are keeping our neighborhood the way we would like to see it to be. And I think all of us should congratulate ourselves individually and together for the way we are concerned and the way we are doing things here in the Orchard Ridge area. I'll clap on that. We're going to get into the meat of this evening's meeting. And first, what I would like to do is just to kind of give you a quick overview where we were. If you remember, a few years ago, we started talking about neighborhood plans. We did an extensive survey that 200 and almost 90 people participated in. That was on the computer, okay? Then also we had three neighborhood meetings, call those the first town hall meetings, where we all had an opportunity to actually list out what our concerns are for the neighborhood. Out of that, the board of directors created 6 action teams that have started to go to work on behalf of all the people in Orchard Ridge as we work toward putting together a neighborhood plan. What we'd like to do is to quickly review those neighborhood action plans, and then we will get to the main topic of the evening, which has to do with the real estate here in Orchard Ridge. First, let me introduce the new president of the Orchard Ridge Board of Directors, Larry Winkler. Larry has been on the board. He's very active and has been very strong in a lot of the meetings. And I know that we will all be very pleased with the directions that he's going to be continuing on to take Orchard Ridge. Larry? No, it's your meeting.
It's my meeting now?
Yeah, you're going to take it over with the
That was it?
Okay.
With the action teams.
With the action teams, okay.
See, Larry hasn't learned to delegate yet.
No,
I wanted to delegate to you. You stopped before I was ready.
Okay. Okay.
So, obviously, the outgoing the board of officers were Tom McKenna was president, and Mary Denick Chalkroff is the vice president, continues to be. Bonnie Packer is the treasurer, or I was the treasurer in the last office last year. And now I've been drafted to be the president. Mary's still the vice president. Tom McKenna drafted him to be secretary for a while. And Ina Trichonsky is now the new treasurer. And she introduced herself back there. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the action teams. And then the other coordinators for the action teams will come up as they're here. Otherwise, I'll speak briefly on some of the action teams that we created. So we've got these following action teams: the organization team, and we'll talk about that. A planning team, that's the neighborhood plan. The program team, which is supposed to set up programs of interest to the neighbors. Safety team, the schools team, and the social team. And we'll go into some details in each one of these. The organization team is made primarily up of the board members, which includes the officers. And these are some of the big points that we wanted to try to accomplish as part of this organization team. We want to broaden community leadership, broaden the membership. We're talking about increasing the amount of members we've got and their volunteerism. We want to improve communication in many different aspects among the people in Orchard Ridge and outside of this community. We want to determine increased funding for some of the activities we want to accomplish in the future, including the neighborhood plan, which is going to be somewhat costly, as we've heard, in communications with other neighborhoods that have had neighborhood plans. And we want to create a community voice. We certainly heard that during the last meeting that they wanted a voice to downtown, to the Alder people, and in other neighborhoods, so that our concerns are known and we can contribute positively to the environment. As far as the community leadership, we want to increase the board and officers and a continuation of the action teams. We also want to make some harder decisions about what part of the, some of the questions we've got, it seems, is what part should be institutionalized under this banner of Orchard Ridge Neighborhood Association versus what people do on their own to make the community better. So that's the second question there. What's to institutionalize? A lot of people feel uncomfortable about bringing things up into an organization because they can do things faster on their own sometimes. So we have to balance those kind of issues out. And we want to share responsibilities. Obviously, the less people who are involved, the more work that is. We need to find out how to balance that out so that more people participate. The community membership side is we want to increase the number of people who are part of the community, or Orchard Ridge Neighborhood Association. We want to give them better reasons to join, give them some positive reasons to join. We want to increase the neighborhood participation in neighborhood activities of all kinds. And we want to keep the neighborhood vibrant and inclusive. The communication piece is we want to increase our communication through activities within the area. I'm in front of the light. And we want to get a critical mass for common interests. Obviously, certain people have certain interests, and in a neighborhood even this size, which is not that large, you don't know necessarily that people have the same interests. It would be useful to bring those kinds of people together, critical mass, so that they can accomplish some individual goals. We want to decrease the tendency towards isolation. It seems like a lot of people work, and after work they stay at home to a certain extent, and it would be nice to broaden that out and not feel so isolated. And better living through the web. It sounds kind of corny, but there's a lot of emails and listservs and chat and Twitter and any number of different ways that we may be able to increase the communication among members of the organization of the Orchard Ridge area. The funding side is we need funding for the neighborhood plan. We've heard of other neighborhoods that it's cost about $40,000 to create a neighborhood plan, and we want to determine with all members of the community what our goals are, and that's one of the questions that's going to come up today, where you can give your input on where you want this community to go in the future, and that will feed into our neighborhood plan. We want to fund some neighborhood activities and increase those, and we want to fund for special purposes. There are some organizations, neighborhoods, etc., for example, give scholarships, small scholarships for, let's say, going to the some summer program, etc., and it'd be useful to be able to commit some funds to the neighborhood folks. Community voice. This is a wide-ranging community, renters, homeowners, kids, etc. We want to ensure that all everybody's voices are heard so we can come up with common goals and ensure that all the voices are heard. We want to ensure that the voices of Orchard Ridge makes it to the citywide issues so that they can hear all the concerns that we've got, even though we may differ internally. And we want to ensure that the voices are heard in the general neighborhood in the Southwest communities too, because we all impact each other and they impact us. So it would be useful to join in certain larger neighborhood groups and have input into that. What we've accomplished, we have a new set of bylaws that we just published that. I'm not sure what its status is. We publish it for your review. And then if people agree with the new contents, we'll make that the official bylaws. We created action teams that Tom has mentioned. We've transitioned to a new set of board members and a full slate of officers, which we hadn't had for a while. And we also want to create a mechanism so that we've got more people available to volunteer for the officer and board positions. We've already contacted the Madison Community Foundation, who will be making a part of the presentation on Saturday, and that is a mechanism by which we're looking at that for supporting our funding, particularly of the neighborhood plan. All right, now Scott's here. You're up next.
Thank you, Larry. I was not here when everybody introduced themselves. I apologize for that. My 11-year-old had a birthday tonight. He was gracious enough to let me come to the meeting after opening presents, of course. So I'm Scott Harrington. I live on Whitcomb Drive, and we've been here about 5 years. And I've been involved with the board for about three. I've been heading up the planning team, and really what we've done as a group was to organize the town hall meetings last year and then to work with the action teams to sort of facilitate moving that forward. Obviously, as you've heard already tonight, there's a real interest and need to move forward into a full-blown neighborhood plan, and this committee would lead that effort, but we certainly need some help in doing that, so we're always looking for volunteers. So our group, again, is, you know, really charged with creating the neighborhood plan. Part of that is this town hall meeting. All the information that was gathered last year, all the information will be gathered tonight, and on Saturday we'll feed into that. So rather than assuming we have all the answers or we know what needs to be done, this whole process is set up to really feed into the beginning so that as we start the planning process, we already have your thoughts and ideas about what's important, and we can focus the plan on that rather than do something that's really broad brush. And at the end, we sort of figure it all out and don't have any time left to actually work on the issues. We want to see this plan really evolve into an action plan, not just some big ideas. Maintaining communication with the Plan Commission and other planning bodies and with other neighborhood associations is also part of what we do. Some of our accomplishments in the last year was we got another $2,000 grant from the city to primarily work with Bert Stitt, professional facilitator, somebody with rich and deep experience in working with neighborhoods and with community groups. He'll be here later this evening to show us what he does. So we're very grateful for that grant, and I was supposed to include a little thing on the flyer thanking the city and saying that they paid for part of that, so my apologies on behalf of the neighborhood to the city. But that's really been a big shot in the arm to allow this process to move forward. Our treasury really covers our basic activities. You know, we really haven't changed the finances of our organization, if you will, in a long, long time. And so through our dues, we collect enough money to do the things that we've been doing and we hope to continue doing. Certainly the 4th of July, the winter social, the newsletter, and some of the other activities like that. So we get enough out of dues to do that. But when we start talking about hiring facilitators, hiring planners, starting to make improvements in the neighborhood, that's a different set of agenda and a different financial requirements that come with that. So the grant's been extremely helpful. Again, our committee in the last year helped organize this meeting. I can't even count how many pre-meetings we had, so hopefully that shows tonight and how this is coming across and how it will come across both this meeting and Saturdays. I mentioned working with Bert Stitt, monitoring the zoning code. The city's rewriting its entire code. I've been kind of monitoring that, and that's starting to come forward for hearings. So we will review and evaluate that and have an opinion on behalf of all of you and how we think that affects our neighborhood. And then, again, beginning initial preparation to go into a full neighborhood plan.
I get this back again. I mean, it used to be I had a little program there where I could just tell a computer to go to the next slide, and it's not working today, so I have to go over there and punch it. This looks a little less sophisticated. Next, maybe on Saturday I'll get that to work. So we have a program team which I volunteered for before I got drafted as the president. And John Driscoll was also a co-coordinator with this. The idea was to hold some bi-monthly meetings, bi-monthly programs with topics of interest, and we wanted to also record them and post them onto our website. That's been a bit of an issue because our website doesn't support streaming video, and so we have to put it onto YouTube, and that's been a royal pain. We also wanted to coordinate a Orchard Ridge History Project, where we'll go through the Orchard Ridge neighborhood and interview people, especially long-term residents, to get their perspective and get literally a history, their personal history of the neighborhood. And we want to also coordinate with other committees. Obviously, we have five other committees there, and we want joint appearances and joint programs of general interest to the community.
That move, right?
What we've accomplished is John Driscoll is a historian here in the neighborhood, and he gave an extraordinarily well-received documentation or presentation on the history of Wisconsin and the Civil War. Civil War bus, and he does a lot of interviews with people throughout the state on that and World War II, etc. We also had Dr. James Mapp here, who gave a presentation on energy efficiency and lighting. I think it's called CFL, Compact Fluorescent Lighting Systems here. And we've taken an initial step towards the project that hasn't quite got off the ground yet, but we'll start that process shortly.
Let's see, who's next?
Okay. Still me.
So our next steps are to begin the actual process of the history project, and we still have to schedule some programs yet for the rest of the year through June. We ought to need to create those programs with the other committees and figure out how to better program and stream the programs so that you don't actually have to be present. You'll be able to see it online through our website or some other source. So now is Becky. You've got the safety committee.
All right, so most of you know me already. The safety action team has the unique advantage of being a committee, essentially, that was in existence before we actually started doing all this action team business. It's the Neighborhood Watch program, essentially, is what it boils down to, and that's been in effect for close to 5 years now. We've got about 25 block captains. Cindy Thomas is over there smiling at me because she's the one who roped me into taking this job on. And it's really evolved. And that's kind of what it was by design when it first started. We started with a handful of people who were interested in keeping the neighborhood safe, and it's turned into, we've got about 25 block captains. I don't have numbers to measure by, but roughly about 75% of the neighborhood is covered by block captains, at least with long stretches of blocks. We'd like to get to smaller areas, but we also have our main tool for communication for the neighborhood, and that's what we call our Yahoo group. It's a listserv that's hosted by Yahoo. 6 months ago, when I was looking at the numbers, we started with 285 members, and then our safety action team came together, and we decided that was one of our top priorities, was to build membership on that Yahoo group and build participation in the Neighborhood Watch program through that Yahoo group. And as of yesterday, we're currently at 329. That's a 14% increase in 6 months, and our goal is a 25% increase over a year, so we are well on track to meeting our goal. It's pretty impressive. I don't know of any other neighborhood communication boards like that have anywhere close to that number. The other thing is, though, however, we have 1,100 households in the neighborhood, so it's still kind of just a drop in the bucket. There's over 3,000 residents in the neighborhood, so we have a long way that we could go, but we're still making pretty good progress. On this, can I have a show of hands who all is on the Yahoo group? I guess the majority. Yeah, sure enough, the majority. The Yahoo group. The neighborhood listener. Yeah, so most of you are already on it. Those who aren't, talk to me afterwards. So we communicate all sorts of things, and I think what's turned into being one of the most valuable things is that it initially started as a whatever. Post whatever you want. If you need a sitter, or if you want to know who's a good roofer, or something like that, and we've turned it into a crime watch arena too, but it still maintains the social aspect, and that's unique among other neighborhood groups, and I think that's why it's thriving. So I'm very excited about that, and I think it'll continue to grow. As far as the safety action team goes, we not only deal with the neighborhood watch efforts, but we also have been working on partnering with adjoining neighborhoods. We've worked with Meadowood, Prairie Hills, Midvale Heights. I'm forgetting one.
Graintree.
Thank you, that's the one. And they've all got active neighborhood watch programs. We work on communicating directly with them. All of us cooperating neighborhoods have been working with the police department directly, establishing relationships with them. We're in the very fortunate position of having a direct line to the top brass at the West Police District. Lieutenants John Patterson and Tony Bitterman, I have direct access to at any time. They've been very responsive. They get back to me right away with any question I pose to them. I've asked them to tell me when I turn into a pain in the neck, and they haven't done that yet. So they're also very close to Captain Jay Langfeld, and they hear, or he hears things from them through me regularly. I was at a Rotary event last week with Larry Smith. There he is, over there. He was kind enough to invite me, and while I was there, I was able to talk to Chief Noble Ray. Chief Ray has agreed to meet with me and other people who might be interested from the Southwest side to see how Neighborhood Watch efforts might be able to be a citywide phenomenon, how we can help him, how he can help us. So I'm looking forward to working on that. As a safety action team, we've also held two programs. One was back in the wintertime on a horrible winter day where weather precluded a lot of people from coming, but Lieutenant John Patterson came and talked about the myths and realities of working for the Madison Police Department. Because not many people were able to make that, can I have a show of hands who wasn't able to come that night but who still might be interested if we had a repeat performance of that? Enough to try to do it again. We also had a block captain training meeting just a couple weeks ago. In preparation for that, we were able to revamp, update, modify all of our handouts, make them a little bit more streamlined and user-friendly. We also have them all in electronic format that will be uploaded to the website, so you no longer have to contact me and ask for that handout. It'll all be on the website, including all the information that you need if you wanted to be a block captain. Or if you know of someone who might want to be a block captain, you can refer them to the neighborhood website, orchardridge.info. What else have we done? We worked really hard supporting the neighbors around Flag Park when they were having some chronic issues with inappropriate and illegal behavior. That's all since simmered down. Part of that was also getting park watch training through the city. That training has been completed. Now we need somebody to facilitate its actual happening. So if there's anybody who lives around any of the parks, so Flag Park or Orchard Ridge Park, who would like to help out with organizing a park watch, which is pretty similar to a neighborhood watch, but it really focuses on the people who live directly adjacent to that property. Let me know afterwards. I'll be happy to talk with you. What else? In our block captain meeting, we also had a speaker from Independent Living to talk to us about keeping seniors safer in their homes and having that be a responsibility of block captains to make sure that the seniors that have lived in our neighborhood for 20, 30, 40 plus years are staying safe and in their home as long as possible, and seeing what we can do to make sure that happens. As far as where we're going, we're just going to keep on building our relationships with the neighborhoods that surround us, keep our own communication going, keep relationships with the police department growing, seeing if we can spread the word about Neighborhood Watch and how we can all empower ourselves and keep ourselves safe, separate from the police department. And that's about it. Thank you.
Who's next?
So the schools is next.
I'm Bruce Olson. I'm half of the school's coordinators. My other half, Harold Olson, will be here on Saturday, but wasn't able to come this evening. Our sort of purpose is to increase the relationships between our public schools, Orchard Ridge Elementary and Tokey Middle, and the residents of the neighborhood, not just people who have kids attending those schools, but people who do not have kids but live in the neighborhood. We figured we could do that by trying to increase the communications from the schools to the community and, of course, from the community back to the schools. And so to do that, we've communicated, well, there were concerns raised by the neighborhood during the survey about, academic performance and behavior at both of the public schools. And so we communicated those concerns to the superintendent, NERAD, the president of the school board, Silviera, and had a chance to interview the two principals, Nicole Schaefer at Toki and Barb Dorn at Orchard Ridge, and the principal at Memorial, to express to them our concerns about the preparation that our students were having. In the process of that, we've been able to develop some relationships with those folks, and I think positive relationships. We have not yet begun the stream of kind of regular information from the schools to the community. Part of that is it's a big organization, and it's really hard to find the right way in. And so right now, we're kind of focused on sorting out what our proper role is, because we are not supervisors of teachers or principals or students, and we are just folks out there. And so we're focusing mostly on building those relationships with the idea that that will help us learn where to get our foot in the door, so to speak. We have tried to also you may have seen the newsletter. There's a little article about tutoring and mentoring at Toki and Orchard Ridge. We are really kind of focused on those volunteer opportunities. There are a couple of sheets out in the on the literature table if you're interested in those kinds of activities. Some things are volunteer work with kids. If you're not so much about kids, then there are volunteer opportunities to help the staff in the office, in the library. Or if you're not about that, if you can bake, they're always looking for baked goods or salads at the end of the year. Or if you're not about any of those things, all of the schools have programs, musical programs and other events that they invite the community to. We'll do our best to try to publicize those and let you know how you can get your foot in the door of our public schools. I do want to offer a couple of little pieces of happy news about our schools. This comes with a disclaimer that our team takes no credit, except for the fact that I'm able to tell you about them. One of them is that on Tuesday, Orchard Ridge Elementary was awarded a School of Promise Award by the state superintendent. That is an award that's given to schools that show rising test scores in the face of increasing poverty as measured by the percentage of students who get free and reduced lunch at Orchard Ridge. There were 138 schools in the state out of the thousands of them, and one of four in Madison. I think that is that speaks well for our elementary school. They were also successful in getting a grant from the Burby Foundation, as well as some Microsoft antitrust settlement money that they're going to be able to use. There's one nice thing about Microsoft, isn't it? Larry's running an Apple. There's Microsoft money as well as the Burby Technology Grant money, and they're going to be using those things for technology carts. You know, the smart overhead projector, the kind of projector like that thing, a computer, and those things will be able to go back and forth to school, to the classrooms, and provide our students with some technology-based learning that they wouldn't otherwise have. Toki participated in the Principal for a Day program on Tuesday, they had three principals serving for the day. One of them was Mayor Dave, who's served as principal there, and pastor of this church, Wynton Boyd, was another, and third was an older person, Steve King. Toki, too, has received some grant money from the ExxonMobil Corporation for curriculum development in the sciences. It was a grant from ExxonMobil made possible through the mobile station at the corner of Whitney Way and Odana Road. So. Next time you need gas and you're in the area, stop by, thank them, or if not thank them, at least fill up your tank. one thing I hope, our action team is always looking for additional members, so we hope that you do that, and I do encourage you to sign up on the sign-up sheets for the Yahoo group. and because it's a good way of learning about activities in the neighborhood, and it is from that group that we will draw the name for the door prize this evening. That piano that's in the courtroom. So some lucky winner will get the piano. I'll be delivering that on Monday. So, and, you know, if your name is drawn and you're not home, that's all right. We'll just leave it in the driveway.
The social committee, this is the last of the sequence of slides here for the action teams. The Tim DeBevic was the original, started the social team, and he has since found that other things he needs to do besides being the social team. But he coordinated a number of events for this last year. And in any case, for the social team, kind of tried to bring in a little bit more than what was originally designed to do, as to actually start coordinating the 4th of July celebration. At that point, Carolyn, who's sitting over there, has done a substantial amount of work, she and her husband have, and they're ready to pass that that on to others. The social team now has the responsibility to help with the coordination of the 4th of July, and certainly Carolyn has asked over a period of time for someone to come forward, and we'll be working with Carolyn to help, and I hope you decide to volunteer for that kind of work. Or it's not work, isn't it? It's just fun. Welcoming new residents too is something we want to start again. I think Sherry has agreed to start doing that on her own. I hope we can give her some support in starting up a welcoming committee. And then the original pieces, original goals of the social team was to just get neighbors together in small groups, coffees and clutches, whatever they're called these days, and to coordinate outside events, events outside of the neighborhood. Some of the things that got accomplished was, well, the purpose was to ensure high-quality social interactions, and the goal is to assess existing interactions and make improvements on them. Let's see, some plans were picnics, the Mallards games. We still have, I don't know what the status of that is, for skiing and skating. That was some of the plans that were for this coming winter. And concerts in the square, some of them which got rained out, but was, I think, somewhat successful. Future needs, we need the replacement for Tim to coordinate the social action team, and probably a number of new faces to help, because especially with the 4th of July piece, it's going to take a more of a single person effort or even a family effort to get that functioning. And we want to determine whether we can bring up the winter social, which normally occurs, I think, in February, correct? So we want to bring that online, make sure we have a winter social. Thank you.